Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing adapting to a new work environment. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about work experiences, including adapting to new environments. This topic is particularly relevant in today's dynamic job market, where flexibility and adaptability are highly valued skills. Let's explore how to effectively answer questions related to adapting to a new work environment in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your work experience and adaptability. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Have you ever had to adapt to a new work environment? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I have. Last year, I started a new job at a marketing firm, which was quite different from my previous workplace. It took some time to get used to the new office culture and systems. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. In fact, I've had to adapt to new work environments several times throughout my career. Most recently, I transitioned from a small startup to a large multinational corporation, which presented a significant shift in terms of organizational structure, communication protocols, and company culture. It was both challenging and invigorating to navigate this change. What do you think is the most challenging aspect of adapting to a new work environment? Band 6-7, answer. I think the most challenging part is learning new systems and processes. Every company has its own way of doing things, and it can be confusing at first. Band 8-9. In my experience, the most formidable challenge when adapting to a new work environment is often the intangible aspects, understanding the unwritten rules, company culture, and interpersonal dynamics. While technical skills can be learned relatively quickly, acclimating to the social ecosystem of a new workplace requires keen observation, emotional intelligence, and time. It's a process that demands both patience and proactivity. Part 2. Long Term. Here's a potential cue card related to adapting to a new work environment. Describe a time when you had to adapt to a new work environment. You should say, when and where this happened. What was different about the new environment? How you adapted to the changes? And explain how you felt about this experience. Band 6-7. Answer. I'd like to talk about the time I started working at a multinational tech company last year. It was quite different from my previous job at a small local firm. The new environment was much more fast-paced and competitive. There were people from many different countries, so I had to get used to various accents and communication styles. The company also had a lot of advanced technology that I wasn't familiar with. To adapt, I spent extra time learning the new systems. I also tried to be friendly and open with my colleagues, asking questions when I needed help. I attended some after-work social events to get to know people better. At first, I felt a bit overwhelmed and nervous, but as time went on, I started to enjoy the challenges and the opportunity to learn new things. By the end of my first month, I felt much more comfortable and confident in my role. Band 8-9, answer. I'd like to recount my experience of transitioning from a traditional office-based role to a fully remote position at a global tech startup about 18 months ago. This shift represented a paradigm change in my work environment and practices. The new environment was markedly different in several aspects. Firstly, the absence of physical presence meant that all interactions were mediated through digital platforms. This required a significant adjustment in communication styles and work processes. Secondly, the startup culture was inherently more agile and less hierarchical than my previous corporate setting, demanding a more proactive and self-directed approach to work. My adaptation strategy was multifaceted. I immersed myself in the company's digital ecosystem, familiarizing myself with various collaboration tools and project management software. I made a concerted effort to establish a structured daily routine to maintain productivity and work-life balance. Additionally, I proactively reached out to colleagues, scheduling virtual coffee chats to build relationships and understand the company culture better. Initially, I felt a mix of excitement and trepidation. The novelty of the situation was invigorating, but the lack of face-to-face interaction was somewhat disconcerting. However, as I acclimated to the new modus operandi, I found myself appreciating the flexibility and global exposure this role offered. It was a transformative experience that not only enhanced my professional skills, but also broadened my perspective on the future of work. Follow-up questions. How long did it take you to fully adapt to this new environment? Band 6 to 7. Answer. It took me about 2 months to feel fully comfortable in the new environment. At first, everything seemed challenging, but gradually, I got used to the new systems and work culture. Band 8 to 9. Answer. The process of full adaptation was gradual and multifaceted, spanning approximately 3 to 4 months. While I achieved a basic level of competency within the first few weeks, truly internalizing the nuances of the remote work culture and optimizing my productivity in this new setting took several months. It was an iterative process of continuous learning and adjustment, which I believe is crucial for meaningful adaptation. What skills do you think are most important when adapting to a new work environment? Band 6-7. Answer. I think flexibility and good communication skills are very important. You need to be open to new ways of doing things and be able to ask for help when you need it. Band 8-9. In my experience, the most critical skills for adapting to a new work environment are emotional intelligence, adaptability, and proactive learning. Emotional intelligence allows one to navigate the social dynamics of a new workplace effectively. Adaptability is crucial for embracing change and remaining resilient in the face of new challenges. Proactive learning, or the ability to seek out information and acquire new skills independently, is essential in rapidly evolving work environments. Additionally, effective communication skills are paramount as they facilitate smooth integration and collaboration with new team members. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Q. How do you think companies can help new employees adapt to their work environment? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I think companies can help by providing good training programs for new employees. They can also assign mentors to help new staff members learn about the company culture and systems. Regular feedback sessions could also be useful to address any issues new employees might have. Band 8-9. Answer. Companies can facilitate the adaptation process for new employees through a multifaceted approach. Firstly, implementing a comprehensive onboarding program that goes beyond mere paperwork and introductions is crucial. This program should immerse new hires in the company's culture, values, and operational processes. Secondly, establishing a structured mentorship system can provide invaluable support. Pairing new employees with experienced staff members can offer personalized guidance and help navigate the unwritten rules of the workplace. Moreover, fostering an inclusive culture that welcomes diverse perspectives can make new employees feel valued from the outset. This can be achieved through team-building activities and cross-departmental projects that encourage interaction and collaboration. Lastly, companies should embrace a culture of continuous feedback. Regular check-ins and open communication channels allow new employees to voice concerns, seek clarification, and receive timely support, thereby accelerating their integration into the new environment. Do you think the ability to adapt quickly to new work environments is becoming more important in today's job market? Why or why not? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think it's becoming more important. Jobs are changing quickly because of new technologies, so people need to be able to learn and adapt fast. Also, many people change jobs more often now, so being able to fit into new environments quickly is a valuable skill. Band 8-9 answer. The ability to adapt swiftly to new work environments has indeed become increasingly critical in today's rapidly evolving job market. This trend is driven by several interconnected factors. Firstly, the pace of technological advancement is unprecedented, leading to constant changes in work processes and required skill sets. Employees who can quickly assimilate new technologies and methodologies are inherently more valuable. Secondly, the rise of the gig economy and project-based work means that professionals are more likely to move between different work environments frequently. This necessitates a high degree of adaptability to remain productive and effective across various organizational contexts. Moreover, globalization has created more diverse and dynamic workplaces. The ability to navigate different cultural norms and communication styles is now a crucial skill in many industries. Lastly, recent global events, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, have demonstrated the importance of adaptability in the face of unprecedented changes. The swift transition to remote work and digital collaboration platforms has highlighted the value of employees who can pivot quickly in response to external pressures. In essence, the ability to adapt quickly has evolved from being a desirable trait to a fundamental requirement for career success in the modern job market. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Paradigm change, noun phrase, a fundamental shift in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the move to remote work represented a paradigm change in how we approached collaboration. Acclimate, verb, to become accustomed to a new environment or situation. Example, it took me a few weeks to acclimate to the fast-paced nature of the startup. Proactive, adjective, acting in anticipation of future problems, needs, or changes. Example, I took a proactive approach by reaching out to colleagues before I encountered any issues. Immerse, verb, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, to understand the company culture better, I immersed myself in various team projects. Multifaceted, tit, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, adapting to the new work environment required a multifaceted approach, addressing both technical and cultural aspects. Iterative, adjective, involving repetition or a series of steps. Example, learning the new systems was an iterative process, with each attempt building on previous experiences. Resilient, adjective, able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. Example, the most successful employees were those who remained resilient in the face of constant changes. Invigorating, inving, adjective, making one feel strong, healthy, and full of energy. Example, despite the challenges, I found the new work environment invigorating and full of opportunities. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, when discussing adapting to new work environments, use specific examples. Draw from personal experiences to make your answers more authentic and detailed. Demonstrate reflection. Show that you've thought about your experiences by discussing what you learned or how you grew from the adaptation process. Employ a range of vocabulary. Use synonyms and varied expressions to showcase your language skills. For instance, instead of repeatedly saying different, use words like diverse, varied, or distinct. Structure your answers. Especially in part two, organize your thoughts logically, addressing all points in the cue card. Show awareness of broader implications. In part three, try to link your answers to wider societal or economic trends to demonstrate critical thinking. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, reducing hesitations and filler words. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and confidence in your responses. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, you might find our article on describing a time when you led a remote team helpful, as it explores similar themes of adaptability in modern work environments. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.